This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you've been out there driving around lately, making your as infrequent as possible trips to the grocery store, or if you're an essential worker, thank you and be careful, by the way, you might have noticed gas prices. I'm not sure what it is where you live, but the national average for a gallon of regular is $1.91. 90 days ago, three short months, it was $2.60. Lots of meetings are happening to talk about that price crash. Big oil went to the White House today. On Monday, OPEC and Russia and maybe American drillers are going to talk about a supply cut. But really, it ain't supply that's the issue here, as Marketplace's Scott Song reports.
Except in China, where some coronavirus travel restrictions are being lifted, most people in the world are not moving. And oil, of course, is for moving. Analysts think that world demand for crude could plummet by 30% this month. That's the worst ever. Almost.
We saw an equivalent drop from 1929 to 1934.
Independent oil economist Philip Verleger.
Crude prices went from $2 a barrel to 25 cents.
To avoid a repeat of that, oil producers are trying to respond with the meetings at the White House and meetings at OPEC on Monday. But oil supply is not the main story to Sarah Ladislaw. She's energy fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
You know, the suppliers are sexy and the demand is boring. But the reality is that there's probably not a lot that suppliers can do in terms of supply cuts because just the demand destruction is so large.
Still, producers will try. The world's largest oil suppliers, Saudi Arabia, Russia, and the U.S., are mulling unheard-of production cuts to match the destruction in demand. Per Magnus Niesvin is lead analyst at Rystad Energy.
Russia, Saudi Arabia, and U.S. are producing something like 35 million barrels. If they are cutting up to 50 million barrels, they are cutting almost half of their production. Extremely dramatic.
They're trying to survive till a possible recovery in demand next year. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.